This podcast contains adult language.
First week of October, upset weekend college football, digital podcast, radio, you suckers. Oh, my ladies, if you ain't listening, you better listen to radio too. You think I'm playing with you? I got everybody checking in tonight. Digital D, Middlebrook, Rashad, Panama Deuce, and I got my man J.R.B. Money checking in all the way from them cowboy country. I'll talk to y'all later. I ain't worried about y'all damn cowboys. Let go, Digital D! College football, upset Sunday. Holla at me right now!
Thank you for bringing us in, Soda Man, to DigitalDarren.com. Today is October 5th, 2014. NCAA Week 7 picks and kicks. Lend yourself, Double R, Soda Man, Panama Deuce, JRB Money in the building. The full cast today. Start off upset weekend. We'll start off, everybody lost last week. And I start with Lynn himself.
Let go!
Hey, what's happening, man? Hey, it's your boy, man. I'm back. And I'm gonna start off with Alabama, man, going down to Ole Miss. Cause I've been talking a lot of trash about Ole Miss over the years, saying how overrated they are. I still think you're overrated. You just caught the big dogs at the right time, you know what I'm saying? But you know, hey, we'll just have to see.
Right. Tell me who your team is, then, Middlebrook. You talking all that noise. Tell Soda Man who your team is. That goes to you, Florida State. How about Winston? What happened yesterday?
Hey, man. Hey, we struggled a little bit, but we got it done. You know what I'm saying? Hey, they already know. They know who I'm with, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm the title holder right now, man. I got the belt, man. Yeah. I got the belt right now. Everybody around here putting on. Hey, I got the belt right now. You know what I'm saying? It ain't no pressure.
What belt?
The belt.
Shit. Oh, you win again.
We number one. We number one.
You know, Lynn himself got the picks and kicks belt. But y'all want to go to Alabama. Double R, did you see another game yesterday?
Actually, I watched the first half and I fell asleep and I woke up knowing that Alabama lost. I wanted Alabama to win. Yeah, I'm kind of a little pissed. Like,
so but, what you thought about the Alabama game?
Yeah. All I thought about Alabama was Ole Miss. Kick that ass. Cause I don't care. Let go. Did he talk to him about the next number one law, number two law, number three, number four? Holler at me by Oregon State the other night, Thursday night, doing the fever. Fever in the phone for all you Seattle fans. Get in the pool. It's about to get cold, baby. All
right. Soda Man brought us to Oregon. Oregon is a different beast because they lost to a team that wasn't ranked.
Yeah.
Team that, you know, hit or miss or whatever. And this happened to Oregon every year.
But to me, Oregon losing to Arizona team is a game that can happen. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just like, not to skip Oregon, but to say Florida State going to NC State on a Thursday night.
That's like, a trap game for y'all.
It's a trap game.
Yeah.
And that's what it was for Oregon, a Thursday night game, Arizona Geek. Well, as a matter of fact, it was in Oregon.
Yeah, it was in Eugene.
Yeah, but this JR checking in.
Let go, DJR!
To put it down like that, you know, now we don't have to really guess about what's going to happen at the end of the season because we got us a playoff. So if Oregon is supposed to be at the top or in the playoffs or represent, then they got to do what?
Four teams only!
So, yeah, let me come back and that's a good question.
Four teams
only! So,
let me ask you this. Tell them, Digital D, let go.
Let me ask you this. We're going to run this down. We're going to hit all the major losses, but with the teams that lost, Oregon, Alabama, Oklahoma, Texas A&M. Yeah. Which one do you guys think is completely out of this? With those 14 losing, which team you think can't make the college playoff?
A&M
out.
Yeah.
They're going to be out anyway because they still got to play in the SEC, so they might have another loss.
Alabama, this not – Alabama can fight their way back from this.
Yeah.
And well, I also think Oregon can too.
Let me ask y'all.
You think Oregon can? Because that's the team I was going to say on the way
Oregon
out.
Oregon still got USC.
Yep.
They still got they already got Stanford, right?
Washington State.
They ain't played Stanford yet.
They ain't played Stanford yet.
They ain't played Stanford.
Yeah. It's going to be tough, but I think Oregon can still make
it. You think Oregon can still make it? Soda, what about you?
Yeah, I think they can.
Right now, yo! Oh, no! But I might think my pick of the day is like Jimmy the Creek. I think Alabama might make it in there, no problem. Florida State, well, they ain't lose yesterday. They going to make it in. That's my top two. My bottom two is Auburn and Michigan State. Holler at me if you want to holler at play. 777-9311. Huh, I'm checking in.
Alabama all going to play themselves out.
Yeah, Alabama all going to play themselves out. Mississippi school's going to play themselves out.
Yeah.
But you Florida State and Notre Dame are going to play themselves out. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? We're going to bring that back to you. We're going to spend the Florida State and you for a minute. But the team that's sliding up under the thing is Georgia Tech.
Bulldog.
I'm messing with you. Let me ask you something. We got a Georgia Tech fan. Y'all messing with you.
Let me ask you a question, though.
We talking about college football.
Why is Georgia Tech not ranked? Let me ask you a question.
They 25. They 25. We're going to get. We're going to spend it back to Georgia. They number 25. We're going to spend it back to Georgia.
We undefeated. We undefeated. Why not?
Georgia Tech walked away with that game yesterday in Miami.
Yeah, they won. Oh, my goodness, man.
Hey, they need to fire Al Golden.
They need to fire. They need to fire Paul Johnson.
But he won.
Paul Johnson. Get
out of here, man. Hey, yo, but let's spin it back to Georgia. Like you said, we sitting in a good position. We got a chance to – we play Auburn, so that gives us a chance to make some noise if we beat Auburn. Yeah. We play Missouri, got a chance. And then, again, what helps all the schools with the championship game is the SEC championship game. Right. So, whoever make it to the SEC championship game, if we run the table, we in the playoffs. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I think that that's the luxury of being Georgia. Now, on the flip side of that, I don't see anybody in the SEC East giving us a hard game. You know what I'm saying?
Georgia right now looking real good with their chances of going, let's say, of winning it, taking the East. But I still think that Florida game
it's
still a big game because Florida defense.
They got defense.
Florida defense will be there.
They got defense.
Now, they offense. But Georgia, that Georgia team behind Gurley right now is A1. But
Gurley has been.
Without Gurley, you guys are nothing now.
I got questions for y'all right now then.
Y'all not even
talking about Gurley.
They have some more backs, though. They have two more backs.
Now, you talk about backs. Hold on, so. Now, you said backs the last podcast, last college backs. You want some backs, we'll give your ass Gurley, come back with Sonny Michelle, come back with Nick Chubb, come back with Keith Marshall. We'll give your ass these backs
now. All that sound real good, but right now, and you know how much I hate the Georgia Bulldogs, man. Right now, the Georgia Bulldogs are the University of Gurley, man. Y'all the University of Gurley, man. Because without Gurley right now, man, UGA wouldn't be doing... I'm talking about wouldn't even be looking half as good.
Y'all that's just like saying without Jameis Winston, y'all wouldn't look half as good.
You're right, but we proved that we can win without Jameis Winston.
Oh, my God. You going to count that win?
I'm saying. I'm saying
oh, my God.
It was Clemson, though. That's a rivalry game.
That's
like NC State going to NC State in their house. Florida State, that has always been a problem for Florida State now. I'm saying even before Torrey Holt, now when we joined ACC, that NC State game in their house have been
a y'all were number two and they beat y'all.
They don't beat us a couple times. We were number four. Louisville beat us on Thursday night. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, that's a trap game for us, man.
All right, go ahead, Soda Man.
I got a question for both of y'all. I got a question for Middlebrook. And I got a question for DDOD. Gurley, do he take too many carries to last to the end of the year and he's going to be the Heisman Trophy winner? Tell me right now.
I'm flipping. I'm going to start off. I'm going to take that. I think Gurley not taking enough carries. I think that Mark Richt done weren't feeding him the first four games enough. If you saw the Clemson game, he only had five carries in the first half. They fed him in the second half because he went to him and said, feed me the ball. South Carolina game, he had eight carries and eight touches in the first half. Wind up saying, feed him the ball again. So I think Georgia tried to do that thing, tried to do, you know, hold him off or whatever. And to Lenny's self point, without him, we're an average team. You know what I'm saying? So they have to run him into the ground this year if they want to make it to the playoffs.
That's what happened last year. Y'all lost the last game of the year because Gurley got hurt. Talk to me right now, Diddle D. I don't want to hear that. I'm so mad. Let's go talk to me, bro. Let's go.
Let me ask this last question, too. I think he win the Heisman.
You think he win the Heisman?
I think he get 2,000 yards and win the Heisman. Lean himself.
Talk to him, little bro. Let's talk to him.
I'm going to go straight to the Heisman. I'm going to come back around to, you know what I'm saying, how I think they running Gurley in the ground. Gurley, a healthy Gurley. Like I say, Georgia would not probably. Georgia might not make the national championship game. But Gurley, is going to do his thing. And I think he could be a potential Heisman winner. But I seriously think UGA will run him in the ground. You know what I'm saying? But they got to run him in the ground. But I'm thinking about, you know what I'm saying, when it come down to it, is he going to be tight? What kind of shape is girl in? You know what I'm saying? You got to take him out the third quarter. But what happened when you run into that game where you can't afford to take him out?
Auburn, Florida. You're right. That's Auburn, Florida, Missouri. And we got now, Arkansas building.
What happened when you run up on a team who going to stack the box and they going to make old Hudson Mason beat you down there?
We can't do that. We can't win with Hudson Mason throwing 25-30 passes.
Gurley is the best running back, and he is proven every week that he is the best player right now in college football.
So you said you're gonna say, what would you rank him in your Heisman vote right now?
Number one.
Right now he's your Heisman winner. Right
how about you? How about you, Ty? What you rank?
He gotta be number one because he's stacked better than everybody right now.
So the man?
Yeah.
Right now, I rank Gurley number one. But y'all girls better start getting on Digital D podcast all night long, baby. We'll talk to you too. We got some late night sport talk for you too when you want to go to bed and feel real wet.
I got him number one as well.
Yeah.
Like Sean said, he's got the stats right now, and you know he's running the ball the way it should be ran. So. All
right, we spent a lot of time about Georgia. I think another team that's flying under the radar, Michigan State. I think Soda Man said it. Michigan State, they beat Nebraska. They really don't have another hard game until their conference championship. So,
They ain't got Ohio State this year.
Okay. So, you know.
They play Ohio State area.
If they meet them in the championship like last year because they didn't play until the conference championship game. Yeah. So, I mean, I will watch for Michigan State right now. That would be another team.
One Big Ten team will be in the playoffs. Two SEC teams will be in the playoffs. And one Pac-10 team will be in the playoffs. That's my prediction.
We're gonna go with that.
I could agree with Soda Man on maybe two SEC team, but it's gonna have to be at the end in the SEC title game. It's gonna have to be the two teams that play themselves out, and it's gonna have to be a team in waiting that's not gonna make the SEC title game. Yeah. That could probably slide their way in when somebody get knocked off.
Now, see, and that goes to the point I want to say, and it's going to lead us to the Mississippi schools. I just think the SEC gets two teams in. Georgia gets to the – Georgia, Missouri won the team with
Georgia
one
Georgia stick around probably net number six, number seven.
Yeah, if one loss on the SEC East, whether it's Georgia, whether it's Missouri, and then on the flip side, either it's Auburn or one of the Mississippi teams.
Yeah,
I think that Alabama-Auburn – right now, you can say it go either way. You really can say Auburn had the advantage over Alabama because it don't seem like Alabama offensively can keep up with Auburn offensively. But I don't believe in the Mississippi school. Let me say that. That's just years and years of watching. Not believe.
But you got to remember, he ACC man.
Florida State,
ACC. I'm not an ACC
man. You already know me. Hey, man, you know, I can't stand everybody. I hate everybody outside of the nose. I don't care about conference. I don't care about none of that. I just want my team to go.
Well, go get this trophy, man. Your team got one hard test.
No.
Two hard tests.
I can say we got Louisville on Thursday night.
No, I'm saying y'all got two hard tests. Louisville,
we still got Florida.
Notre Dame.
We got a Miami team. We don't know who they going to be.
Miami ain't good.
Just long as nobody not calls them to you no more. You know what I'm saying?
Miami ain't good.
My partner Hood, Brian Hood, please stop calling y'all to you, man. Please stop calling yourself to you, man.
Miami ain't good, but I do want to get back to them.
They not good, but they won. They beat out, say, they were the battle of the Baltimore game. You know what I'm saying?
Georgia Tech won. So, speaking of Georgia Tech.
They're 5-0 because they played Clark Atlanta. They played three more teams than that. Then they beat an overrated Virginia Tech, and they beat a Miami Hurricanes.
I
want to get Georgia
Oklahoma
Tech.
Oklahoma State now. They'll beat y'all.
No,
I want to get Georgia Tech just a little 5 minutes out.
No,
I want to ask you one question. Okay, a couple of minutes. I want to ask you this question. Would the Heisman affect Jameis throughout the year? We have a bad game where everything is off and they wind up losing.
It's possible. It's possible that. Yeah, I mean, yesterday, he wasn't too sharp yesterday. But Florida State being Florida State,
with the team. Wake Forest being Wake Forest. Let's say that.
I mean, now, how can Wake Forest have beaten us in their house? You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, all for Jameis Winston yesterday, you know what I'm saying, was bagged up by a group of athletes. You know what I'm saying? Athletes, man. Florida State, man, we got dealt, man. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man.
All right, so let's go on this spin to the Georgia Tech.
What's your history
We got double R in the building. We got double R in the building. Let's go and get Georgia Tech. They got a couple of minutes of fame. A
couple of minutes. We earned this, man.
Go on and talk about Georgia Tech. What you think about it? Tell us about Tech so far, because we haven't talked about doing that much on the podcast.
Tell you what you want to know. We undefeated. That's all you need to know about Tech. 5-0.
Who you play?
Don't worry about it. Our record.
Who did you play?
Our record is 5-0. I'm gonna tell it to you now. We're going to see Florida State in the ACC championship.
No, not,
big upset. Upset alert.
Duke. You guys do have an inside track right now because it's y'all and Duke, right?
Duke, we'll see you for a rematch, Duke.
No, you won't.
We don't even want to waste our time with these guys with this trash.
What about you talk about them, but you play us, though, Georgia. And we beat y'all every year.
Oh, we already know that's what's going to happen.
Hey, this year, we're going to beat y'all. This is the year for Paul Johnson to keep his job. So he pulling out all the upset. We might go undefeated, though.
Please don't let Gurley get hurt. I don't want to sit up here and watch Hudson Mason trying to beat this Georgia Tech Paul Johnson offense.
Hudson Mason ain't that good to do it.
All right, so let's go on to end out the pick. Let's go on to end out the kids part like this. Give me your top four teams who make the playoffs.
Top four.
Yeah, I'm going to start off as of today. What teams make the playoffs? So Florida State, Auburn, or my two, and then you got to put two Mississippi schools in just for work done right now. I'll have Florida State, Auburn, Mississippi State. Those are my four teams as of today. With the high ended today, playoffs starting today. Who will be the four teams in?
My four teams.
Solar Man, four teams out, let's get with it. John, let John holler at me. I want my money player. Holler. Yeah, live on Digital Podcast. But my four teams is Alabama, Auburn, Michigan State, and UCLA. Those are my four teams. My picks, baby. You better holler at me.
UCLA took hell last night.
Yeah,
UCLA went down.
Yeah,
now they're USC.
Georgia Tech number one. Georgia Tech number three, and Georgia Tech again.
Dial in.
Nah, for real. I'm gonna say Auburn getting there. I hate the Florida State. They probably back door they way in there.
And two more teams. Maybe Michigan State, and
I don't know about the fourth one. I'm just going to stick with them three. I think Michigan State's.
Slide Georgia Tech in. It's your time to slide them in because they won't be in the other time the rest of the year.
They will. We're not going to bring them in yet. We're going to come to week eight, and then we're going to talk this big Georgia Tech stuff. All
right.
Hey, my four going to be, of course, Florida State. After we beat Notre Dame.
Georgia Tech.
Louisville and whoever else.
Louisville.
And then I'm going with, I think Alabama sleeves their way back in. And I'm going to say Baylor right now. But now, you know what? I got to take Alabama. I'm not going to disrespect Auburn. Auburn deserves that. They got their number two spot back. At Florida State, Auburn, Baylor. And one of those overrated Mississippi State. I mean, Mississippi team. So, hey.
All right, so let's go and slide into the Lewinsky and the USUC Award. Let's hit this real quick.
Who got the USUC Award? Let go!
We'll start with the USUC Award since Soda Man said.
USUC Award!
I'm going to start it off.
Start it off, dude.
I got to get Alabama. You know what I'm saying? They went in the... Everybody was hyped up. Game day was there, and they laid the egg. So I'll give my use up to Alabama.
Yeah. How about you, middle bro? Who's your use suck award going to, player?
I give my use suck award to probably Oregon right now, man. I mean, Oregon let me down. I mean, I knew it was coming. Like I said, it's a lot of good football being played out here outside the SEC, but Oregon, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, we've seen them make an appearance in one national championship game. They don't had a lot of good teams in the past years. But, I mean, like I said, they always come down to that one game every year where they drop it. You know what I'm saying? So I just feel like they disappointed me.
Double R.
Why you suck go to your boy to you? Y'all suck. Fire this coach. Get him out of here.
So the man.
You know who might use suck that. Don't suck a titty now. We are explicit, please believe. But let me tell you who my sucker war go to. When my nigga got hurt from Ohio State, you got to use sucker war right now. Cause you ain't in the national championship and I'm mad cause I'm an OSLU fan. Bug eye, holla.
Who your team be, Mike? Oh, you the U, ain't you? Ain't you the U?
Hey, well, baby boy, I had to switch allegiances to that Florida State.
Because you Florida State right here, so
you know, Florida State, I'm going to give you my four teams.
Who your four teams?
Florida State.
Okay.
Florida State.
Okay.
Florida State and goddamn it, Florida State.
I thought you liked the U.
Well, the U, we're going to be back in about 10 years. We're going to be back in about... We're rebuilding, baby. We're rebuilding. Give us about 10 years, and we'll be back. You know, them boosters got to get that money up. You understand what I'm saying? But we'll be back. We'll be back.
This is the podcast. We live with it, y'all. We doing the college football. Talk to you one time, 777-9311. I want some time with you, honey. Holler. All
right, let's go on and go with the Lewinsky Award, then we'll start the picks. Double R, only Lewinsky, who did a good job this week?
Georgia Tech, you know, done a great job. We took it to the U.
I did Darren. I gonna say the Mississippi schools. Me and Lindsay have been ragging them for, what, 2 years? How long have we been doing podcasts? A year and a half, 2 years?
Yeah, we've been getting
them. Yeah, we've been giving them hell. They finally broke through and they deserve some credit. So, Mississippi schools, that's who get the Lewinsky
Award. No doubt.
Well, my Lindsay Award goes to a little small school. It's called Blinn College in Texas. Shout out to Blinn, man, because y'all always kicking ass. All the dudes don't got their grades right. Holler at me. I see you to Blinn College in Texas. Everything big down there. Holler.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? Before I get to him, I get one more you suck in there, man. I got to go to LSU. I forgot that.
Oh, yeah. They lost, what, 41-7, yeah.
LSU look pathetic.
Yeah. It's all for this matter, man.
You know what I'm saying? I'm going to give a little head right now. Either. I'm going to give a little head to TCU, man. Texas Christian University, man. Sure. Hey, man, you went in there, man. You played Oklahoma, man. Oklahoma was a team that I expected to be out in the top four.
True.
And, you know what I'm saying, Texas Christian, they came in there. You know, they came out with a big victory on Oklahoma, man.
Let me ask you this, because Oklahoma do this year every year. Can they make it to the top four?
I think
Oklahoma. Do they have a schedule where they can get back in?
The way these games are set up right now,
not this year.
Auburn playing one of the Mississippi schools, that's going to knock somebody off. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Florida State got Notre Dame coming up. Like I said, it's a lot of big games coming up, so you're going to see a lot of movement. In the next few weeks. That's what I think.
Somebody ain't getting in. That's what you really
Somebody
saying.
Somebody going home, man. Somebody.
But let JR get this in. My Lewinsky Award goes to the Gators. Okay? No matter what happened, hey, we pulled that out 10-9.
Hold on. Y'all set football back 30 years with that one. Y'all set football back with that one now.
Right.
Y'all missed Joe Driscoll. Y'all did something. That game taught y'all something right. The bench y'all quarterback. It taught y'all something right.
T-Ball, come back.
Y'all need your back.
T-Ball.
I looked in that game, right, but y'all were pathetic.
Remember now, I know we on football, but we also control basketball as well. Okay. At the college level.
Okay. All right, so I want to thank everybody who was on. JR, B-Money, Soda Man, Double R. We're finna slide to the picks part of Picks and Kicks. Lenny Self and myself and Double R. So let's start off. Go and start off with you. It's a lot of great games this week.
Yeah. A lot of good ones this week, man. I'm going to start off, Oregon and UCLA. Number 12 versus number 18. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be a game where Oregon, you know what I'm saying, get their way back in. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, somebody's going to play their way out. So Oregon could get back in the top 10 with a victory.
over a UCLA team.
UCLA has been hit or miss this year.
Yeah.
Oregon has been consistently okay. Never great, but consistently okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I think Oregon is on the road on this one. Yeah. I'm going to tell you what I feel. I feel on the road UCLA win. I feel Huntley need the game to break out with. And so this game, I got UCLA win. I don't see Oregon winning this game. All
right. Well, yeah, I'm taking Oregon. I'm taking Oregon on this one.
Man, the way UCLA played, I got to go with Oregon.
All right, next game is, in honor of you, I'll let you go next and pick your team game.
No, I'm going with Georgia Tech.
Georgia Tech versus Duke. So, real quickly, Duke has been flying under the radar. I think they 4-1. And the game they lost a close fashion or whatever. So, David Cutcliffe got them going in the right direction, in all directions.
When they come to it with Georgia Tech playing, they're going to be going in the wrong direction.
So, who you got winning?
You know who I got? We ain't number 22 for nothing.
Lend yourself. Go on and get your rant about Georgia Tech.
Yeah, hate her.
I'm going with, you know who I'm going. I'm going with Duke, man. I'm going with Duke because Georgia Tech don't deserve to be in the top 25.
Why?
Come on, man. Y'all send college football back 100 years with the offense, man.
Y'all send college football back. 10 years, you're around here playing rapists. You got a rapist on your
Paul
team.
Paul Johnson ain't getting nobody in the league. What is he here for, man?
Hey, he got Calvin. We got Calvin Johnson. We got Bebe Thomas. We got the best receivers in college in the NFL right now. The best wide receivers in the NFL. All right,
this Darren, I'm going to go with the home team. I'm going to go with Georgia Tech. I'm reluctantly going with Georgia Tech. Going with Georgia Tech.
How would you be biased? Tell the truth, man. You know Duke going to kick no
ball. Really do think Duke going to win. But
it ain't going
to
happen.
We're going to go from Georgia Tech playing at home to UGA at Missouri. Big game for Georgia. Trap game for Georgia. Yeah. If you saw the game last year, Georgia was off on every aspect. Missouri was hitting on every aspect.
Yeah.
You worry about that on the road. You made a good point earlier. This is the Todd Gurley show. The Ty Gurley show goes on. I have Georgia winning, but I think it's closer than people think.
Yeah. I like Georgia to win the game, but like you say, it's going to be a close game. If Hudson Mason don't blow the game.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going against the R's. I'm going with Missouri. See how the Missouri D-line defense can come out, how they're going to handle Todd Gurley, and if they can put some points up. So, I'm going with Missouri.
Real quick on Georgia. What team do you think makes Mason beat them? Realistically.
I think
how far do you think they get before a team makes Hudson Mason beat them?
Probably gonna be Florida.
Missouri. I think Missouri for the team.
So you think it starts this week?
I think it starts this week. I think Missouri got to be watching film, man. Missouri got to be watching film on this guy, man. I haven't seen anybody yet to load the box up, try to take Gurley away with their defense. Missouri got a defensive line, good defensive line to do it.
But with that said, you can load the box. Gurley just better than these guys.
I'd rather make Hudson Mason beat me before I let Todd Gurley beat me. We're gonna play man to man. Man to man, and everybody else, we finna start Todd Gurley.
All right, let's go on to the next game. Me and Double R got Georgia winning. You got Missouri winning. Land yourself Pitts Kids Champ. All right, next game.
This game, I'm going to go with, I'm going to go with Mississippi State, Ole Miss, and Texas A&M.
Excellent choice.
That's a good game.
Ole Miss coming off a big win. Texas A&M really got their ass handed to them. You know what I'm saying? If you came back and saw the game, you know, they were getting their ass kicked and they wind up, you know, coming back.
Yeah.
I can't believe what I'm saying. I got Ole Miss winning.
I like Texas A&M winning. I think Ole Miss still going to be riding high off this win.
I'm going to go back to Lynn itself. I think the recruiting cast they bought for, you can't out-athlete them boys. That Alabama game showed that. You can't beat them off athlete for athlete anymore.
Yeah, you got to beat them off football.
You got to beat them off football. You can't out-athlete them. Exactly.
You got to coach.
Well, are you think they coming to play or they still riding high off this victory?
Oh, they riding high off this victory, but Texas A&M is too hip. The last two games, they won one, lost one, but they looked bad when they won the one game they won. You know what I'm saying? So.
I'm going with Texas A&M. Texas A&M with the upset coming back this week. And like I said, I just think Texas A&M and Hill, they're going to find a way to get this win. I think they're going to outscore them.
All right. Next game, Double R, you get picked.
I was looking at that TCU and Baylor game. I think that's going to be a great game.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be a real good game. TCU coming off a big win. Baylor haven't really been tested yet.
I like Baylor. Baylor in this game.
You do?
I like Baylor. Even though TCU probably had a better team, I think I like Baylor. I think Baylor.
I like TCU. They got Boykins. If he's not a senior, he's a fourth-year junior. TCU plays defense. Good defense versus good offense. I'm going to take the good defense in this case. I got TCU winning. I got TCU winning.
TCU and Baylor, man. I'm going to go with Baylor. Baylor found a way to get out of to beat Texas, man. That was a big win for them, even though Texas right now is reloading. You know what I'm saying? They're going through Charlie Strong first year. I like Baylor, man. I like Baylor over TCU in a shootout.
I told Double R, good defense versus good offense. I'm going to take the good defense. You guys are taking the good offense. Yeah. Interesting, though. My game is, and we're just going to fly through this game, Red River Shootout. Texas and Oklahoma, just off tradition. This game is interesting because it was 2 years ago that last year, where Texas was looking bad, Oklahoma was looking good, and they wind up beating Oklahoma 62-15 or something like that. When everything went good for Texas, everything went bad for Oklahoma. Yeah. This year, I think it doesn't happen. I think Charlie Strong get their ass handed to him because Oklahoma's going to be mad. But the game is always more competitive than.
I was going to say, it ain't how it used to be.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah. I haven't seen neither one of these teams this year, so.
Texas is a bottom 40 program right now. You know what I'm saying?
Damn, how they fall like that?
they are Texas. If Texas win five games, I'd be surprised.
Yeah. Charlie Strong not getting no support, man.
Yeah.
He not getting no support right now, man.
Early is looking like a bad fit. You know what I'm saying? It's like trying to bring a nerd to like a hood school or something like that. Like just don't seem to fit it right now.
He got to get support from the boosters. He got to get support from the, you know what I'm saying? Everybody, man. We know the real reason why he's not getting the support.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That'd be another topic. But I mean, like I said, Charlie Strong, man, is a good he's a good coach, man. Good defensive minded coach. You know what I'm saying? So Texas, either you need to get on board, or you need to go ahead and let him go and find you somebody else. You know what I'm saying? Like it's not 1940 anymore. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's 2000. It's gonna be 15, man.
All right, I want to wrap it up with this game. I'm going to say Auburn, Mississippi State, number two, Auburn, number three, Mississippi State. I want to ask you guys this. What happens to the SEC with all this parity and everybody playing each other? Like, with the college playoff, does everybody knock everybody off and other conferences come in? How do you guys see this happening with everybody playing everybody?
I think, like you said, I see everybody probably going to beat up the SEC. A lot of them are going to beat up each other, so. A lot of teams gonna slip in now.
Me, I'm thinking it's survival of the fittest. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, if you got these rankings, you got these high ranking, top 10 rankings, like the Mississippi State, Ole Miss, prove to the country, like, hey, we recruited this recruiting class. Is this what's working for us right now? Show us. You know what I'm saying? Make me a believer. I mean,
I want to say this. Florida State should be number one because they're the defending champions. Yeah. Auburn has been the consistently best-looking team on the field. They beat Arkansas the first game. First game of the year, they beat Arkansas by 20, I think, without Nick Marshall playing the first half.
It was a shootout.
It was a shootout. You're right. It was close now, I remember.
But they still won without
Marshall. They still won. They went to Kansas State in a game they could have lost in a trap game for them. Yeah. They pulled it out, and they beat the shit out of LSU Saturday. I take a lot of stock in that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I have to say that Auburn is consistently the best-looking team. But I'm going to hold up and say Mississippi State may have the best player right now because Dak Prescott, him and Jameis, if you're looking at quarterbacks 1-2, him and Winston are 1-2 and whatever you want to look at. Home is playing his ass off right now, and they riding him as far as they can ride him.
Yeah.
I don't know how far that'll go, but they riding him, and he should get serious high in consideration. Yeah. So I'll start off with you, Double R. Who you got winning?
Just probably Auburn. I think Auburn win it.
This me? I think this is one of the few matchups Nick Auburn doesn't win at quarterback. I think Dak Prescott is better than Nick Marshall, overall player. With that being said, I think Auburn is the better coach team. I'm going to go with Auburn.
Going with Auburn?
Yeah.
I'm going with Auburn also, even though I hate them. because they're a bunch of signal stealers. they steal signs. But I'm going to go with Auburn just because of the simple fact that right now, like I said, I agree with Darren. You know what I'm saying, on what he said about right now Auburn looking like the most complete team as far as they got the offense rolling. The defense, I still think they're a little bit sluggish, but right now they got it rolling on offense right now. So I go with Auburn this game. I don't think Mississippi State has the depth to keep up with Auburn. You know what I'm saying?
22 for 22 they can keep up with them. But when you get down to backups and stuff like that, that's when Auburn win the game.
Exactly.
All right, so we're going to get out of here on this. Florida State plays Syracuse. Didn't want to spend that much time with it. You got Florida State winning double O?
No, I picked Syracuse. Upset alert. Yeah. Upset alert. Upset alert. I like Syracuse.
This Darren, I got Florida State winning. I got them winning 55-10. Let me say, what do you see?
I'm going with the nose. Just get the W done. I don't give a damn if it's 2-0. Keep winning, man. We winning. That's all we got to do every week. We getting everybody best, like Jimbo Fisher said, man. Every weekend, we getting the country's best.
When do you guys play Notre Dame?
On the 18th. In another week, October the 18th, man.
Are you watching their games? You're
damn right, I'm going to watch it.
Stanford should have beat them last night.
Stanford could have.
Stanford had them. Notre Dame completed a 4th-and-11 with 50 seconds left. They scored a touchdown on the 20-yard pass. Stanford had won that game.
Notre Dame found a way to win.
And that's what they seem to be doing. You know what I'm saying?
So, hey, appreciate you, Notre Dame, for staying strong. But when you come to Tallahassee, we're going to go ahead and bury you, man. And that's going to be another reason to keep us at number one. Thank you.
That's a perfect way to end DigitalDarren.com, College Football Picks and Kicks. Lynn itself, thank you, Double R. Thank you, everybody else who's been on. Thank you. Check for more stuff for us coming down the pipe. We got the 100th episode coming soon. We got NFL Week 6 Picks and Kicks coming up this week. Also, other good podcasts. Go back and check out some fun stuff from the past. Thank y'all for listening. Make sure to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend.
Yeah.
We out.